Well, thank you very much. This is Senator Pat Roberts, and I really want to thank you for joining me today on this teleconference, and we'll get to the questions here very quickly. Let me start by saying how much I appreciate the many years of perseverance by the Navy and the Marines and the intelligence community that went into determining the fate of Captain Scott Spiker, the Kansas City native and Navy pilot who was shot down at the beginning of the first Iraq War. Now, many years later, I know his family is feeling a tremendous sense of relief and closure. This effort was not in vain. We now have legislation stating no member of the military can be listed as killed in action until there is clear evidence of death. We can now put to rest an American hero. Now I want to move to another very important topic. We've had press reports. We've had leaks. Back to Gitmo. Despite the facts, the administration is leaking the story that Gitmo has been a public relations and political nightmare, and the policy of this administration is to fix it by closing Gitmo and potentially building the same exact facility somewhere else. Just yesterday, the administration confirmed Fort Leavenworth is under consideration not only to house the detainees, but also to be the site for federal criminal trials and military commissions to prosecute terrorism suspects. However, as they have attempted to do so, there has been delay after delay after delay. And nobody should be surprised, because it is a terrible idea that endangers American civilians. At Fort Leavenworth today, the military prison is safe from the inside out. The serious problem is that the facility is not secure from the outside in, especially if you had the 100 most dangerous terrorists now incarcerated at Gitmo. American law prevents our U.S. military police from performing law enforcement duties outside of military bases, and communities like Leavenworth cannot afford, nor do they want, to become a virtual fortress in order to be secure from terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. I had a public meeting some months ago. Hundreds of people turned out to tell me just that. Senator Brownback and Congresswoman Jenkins were there just today, and I know they got the same information. Moving to Gitmo, to communities like Leavenworth, puts men, women, and children at risk. Now, let me emphasize again, on behalf of the Intellectual Center of the Army, that does an outstanding job of educating every Army officer in America, as well as international officers that come to Kansas to learn international cooperation, it makes no sense to bring terrorists to Leavenworth. And the Muslim nations have already threatened to stop sending their officers if Gitmo terrorists are moved to Leavenworth. Let me just give you some facts. International military students, 28 now are heads of state of government, 300 ministers, ambassadors, and representatives, 300 chiefs of staff of armed forces or services. Nearly 50% of the graduates attend flag rank or higher positions, and it represents 155 countries, 7,100 people that came to the school. Now, this really pays off for America, but they will not come if, in fact, the terrorists are moved to Gitmo. What more proof does this administration need that a new facility will not make housing terrorists more appealing to the international community or international opinion? It will just make it less safe for Americans. So I've said it once, I'll say it many more times. Not in my backyard. Not in Kansas. I will shut down the Senate before I let that happen. I'll open it up to questions now. Thank you for listening. Oh, by the way, all you journalists there on your typewriters, and nobody has a typewriter anymore except me, but on your computers, just don't make too much noise for our special radio hosts. I say that as a former journalist, and staff directed me to say that. Fire away.
Senator, if you don't want the prisoners and
could you speak up, sir?
Do you have any alternatives? You've said you would shut down the Senate if necessary. I mean, what's the alternative?
Leave them at Gitmo. I've been there twice. I've seen interrogations. I've seen how the prisoners are treated. I've seen the medical facilities that in many cases are better than small communities in Kansas. I've seen them respect all of their religious beliefs and practices. It seems to me that that's the place that they ought to remain. We are making progress with various nations now accepting one, two, three, or four. The real problem will get down to the 100 that nobody wants to accept because they are the most dangerous terrorists in the world.
Senator, this is Dave Helling in Kansas City. How you doing?
Hi, Dave.
Couple quick questions. There was some suggestion in the story today that laws would have to be changed in order to bring these detainees either to here or to Michigan. Do you have any sense of what laws would have to be changed or what would have to be adopted to sort of get them here? And then the second question, sort of following on Bill's, I know you want to keep them at Gitmo, and so does Senator Brownback, but the president has simply said that's not going to happen. So what alternative then do we have going forward unless you think you can overrule the president of the United States?
I'm not trying to overrule him. I'm trying to suggest to him that his, this policy doesn't make any sense. There are more problems with it than there are answers. There are more challenges to it than there are answers. I'm not going to say that. But at any rate, let me get back to that law. No military prisoners can be imprisoned or incarcerated with terrorists. I will cite you or try to cite you later. We'll get back to you later with staff as to the statute. And it's an obvious reason when you have military prisoners, some of whom have fought in Iraq and Afghanistan, to be in the same facility with terrorists makes no sense. Also, doesn't make any sense to move the 430 in Leavenworth out into the regular prisoner community and then move in 100 of the most dangerous terrorists that we have. That doesn't make any sense either.
So, but would you support moving them to Michigan then, Senator? I mean, again, if the president, I mean, he signed that executive order the day he took office, so it doesn't seem like he has a lot of flexibility on this.
Why can't he, you know, we have real big erasers back here. They're not used very much, but he doesn't have to adhere to an executive order. He's changed his mind on a lot of things. He's changed his mind on health care. He's changed his mind on several big issues, and I hope that he works with us and changes his mind again. One of the things that I object to is that we have never had a briefing on Gitmo from Secretary Gates, who is a Kansan, and I have just talked today.
And a Republican.
Yes, and I have just talked today with his chief operating officer in regards to the Office of Secretary of Defense. He's the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Detainee Affairs. And I talked with him for some time. His name is Philip Carter. I asked him, had he ever been to Leavenworth? He said, no. He said he'd been in the Army, but he'd never been to Leavenworth and wish he could have. And I said, well, you need to get out there and talk to the local folks and talk to the local prison officials and talk to the CG out there, Bill Caldwell, and see the dangers of this. Now, your question was, if the Michigan delegation would want them in Michigan, for some reason, I don't know why they would, but I think that's a pretty bad stimulus or economic package, and I still maintain that they should not be in the United States.
Senator?
Yes.
Matt Schofield with the Kansas City Star here.
Sure.
When we look at the recent history of terror attacks around the world, there's no history of attacking hard targets. This would clearly be a hard target. Is there an actual threat, or is this a perception of a possible threat that we're talking about here?
Well, we can talk about schools. We could talk about, well, one thing, let me talk about this. If you talk to the prison folks, privately they will show you exactly what they would have to do to maintain security. Outside in. Basically, they're going to have to take over about 2,000 acres. They're going to have to condemn it. They're going to have to move the perimeter out. They're going to have to put in cameras, put in all the lights in order to prevent anybody from either making an attack to release the prisoners or sympathizers or, for that matter, just protesters and press coverage and everything else. And there's about 12 farm families that would see their farms disappear. So schools, I think, would be the main target, maybe hospitals, suicide bombers. If you talk to the mayor and the business community and the law enforcement folks in Leavenworth, they would have to adopt a very severe change in regards to their policies. Right now, they leave it to the military police in regards to Leavenworth, but by law, they cannot do that outside of the complex.
But does this actually make it a higher target than the staff college, the staff Army Staff College?
Well, of course. I mean, if you're going to make a point, it could be both. I'm not going to put myself in the mind of some terrorist who decides, or terrorist sympathizer who decides that they want to make a point in Leavenworth. I mean, they could attack about anything in Leavenworth if they really put their mind to it. I think we're better protected inside with regards to the fort. Outside, it's a lovely community, and you don't really stop to think of any kind of a terrorist attack, but that could happen. Let me point out that as chairman of the Intelligence Committee after 9/11, I was, and now with a lot of people thinking, well, that, you know, that happened, that's gone. That's wrong. We have had serious terrorist threats. I have said for some time that there are terrorist cells in the United States. I'll just hold it at that. And so, you know, we've got a problem here, and I don't see how we – what do we gain? What in terms of world opinion do we gain if, in fact, we move Gitmo because of the political considerations and move it to the mainland of the United States? Are we going to change world opinion? I don't think so. I don't think anything is going to happen except it is going to be one heck of a problem for any community and certainly one heck of a problem for the intellectual center of the Army.
It does change the legal requirements over at that point. I mean, in the notion
okay,
of
speak up a little bit. I can't hear you.
It would change the legal requirements, however, wouldn't it?
And
it would.
Oh, yes, you got to change the legal requirements. You got to change the law.
But also for the detainees. I mean,
they would not be incarcerated in the same facilities as regular military detainees who find themselves on the wrong side of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. But most of these people are disciplined, and they're not the worst of people who are incarcerated. There are some that are, and the great majority are not. To put them in the regular prison system makes no sense, and to have them incarcerated with the terrorists is against the law and not a good idea either.
Senator Bill Grady with KMBZ Radio again. One of the questions I wanted to ask you just a moment or two ago, you touched on what would we gain in terms of world opinion. Is there also a possibility and perhaps a fear among some lawmakers that we may lose in world opinion if some of these prisoners were brought here and were more free to tell about some of the alleged abuses that happened at Gitmo?
Well, they're telling them right now to their lawyers down there now. I don't see any stopping of that. There has been quite a public relations effort on the part of the lawyers of various detainees, with the exception of the most old people like, say, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that they were mistreated, tortured, et cetera, et cetera. They can do that with the military commissions down there. There's nothing to stop that. I don't think if they move to the United States that they're going to have any greater access unless you guys want to meet outside the fence, outside the perimeter, and I don't know how you're going to do that. I don't think they're going to allow any press conferences.
Senator, we've heard some charges today that this is just a small group of Republicans opposing this. Your response?
Well, if it's a small group of Republicans, I would refer back to about 500 people who met with me and probably met with Senator Brownback and Congresswoman Jenkins as of today in Fort Leavenworth. We've had, I think, virtually every Republican, and this isn't a party issue. If you really look at the pros and cons of the issue, it is not political from the standpoint of Republican or Democrat. It's just a very bad mistake. It was a mistake from the first, and I'd like to ask, who has the criteria on public opinion? Other than I know that from the left that they are very concerned. Who on earth is there? Isn't anybody for torture? I mean, we have finally worked our way through that. I hope we've worked our way through that, and so that's not the issue either. It's where are they best incarcerated that they do not represent a threat to anybody. Including themselves.
Senator, this is Mary Clark. I'm with the Hutch News.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Could you describe a little bit of of what you could do in the Senate to stop this or to fight this?
Well, there are several options that you could consider. I don't want to reveal all sorts of plans because I don't like to do this. I like to work things out. I told Phil Carter today, who's the deputy assistant, I don't like to be holding press conferences and saying that this is a wrong policy. I would rather work it out. They have not even chosen to work out or even talk to the people who would be affected who represent the state of Kansas. And I think that's really short-sighted. I worked with them on the nomination of Kathleen Sebelius because I thought a Kansan should be there. I was at least they recognized me on the stage. But since that time, during the health care debate, cap and trade debate, every other debate, there's been nothing. And there's been nothing on this, I can assure you. So you could put a hold on various people that they'd like to have nominated. That's not very fair to the person that wants to be nominated, and it holds up a process that's already gone on too long. You can also put the Senate in a quorum call, and just every time somebody wants to get out of it, just object. There are other legislative means. I just as soon not, go into them. I'd like to avoid this. I'd like to have a sit-down with the president if, in fact, it was brought up either by Dale or somebody else that it was an executive order, and just say, Mr. President, reverse the executive order. This doesn't make any sense. Maybe he'd offer me a beer.
Senator, this is Dave Helling one more time.
Hi, Dave.
Some people might suggest that your stand and Senator Brownback's stand on this might threaten support for the MBAF facility in Manhattan or make it more difficult for the funding for that to go forward, particularly from a Democratic House. And there
two
are
different
others,
things entirely.
Well, but some people don't see that at all. They argue that you're willing to bring pathogens to this state, but not these detainees. Why are they separate, so separate?
Well, the pathogens are involved at NBATH to protect the American public and their food supply.
But wouldn't they be a target of terrorist attack as well, potentially?
No, I don't think so. We have planned very good security at NBATH. Basically, I think you're talking about apples and oranges. You can protect the pathogens. I'm not sure with the outside-in problem at Fort Leavenworth that you can do that. The whole idea that this is a threat in regards to pathogens, bringing them to the United States, the main concern has been, hoof and mouth disease, but we already have that. And if it's stirred up properly and certain things happen, it's already there. I mean, it already exists. What we're trying to do is really protect people and the American food supply from that. I think we'll have a vaccine on that, by the way, very, very soon. So this is a defensive measure and a proactive measure to protect America's food supply.
But again, the argument is that you're making the argument that the detainees are a potential terror target in Leavenworth. Why wouldn't this facility be a terror target in Manhattan?
I don't think they can. Well, in the first place, if you are a terrorist today, the supply of pathogens that you would want to have are in the secret cities of Russia, one called Obolensk, because I've been there, I've seen it, and the access to that is, or the security about that is a very worrisome thing.
But I'm not talking
so
about
that's one thing.
I'm not talking about stealing the center. I'm talking about somebody setting off a bomb as a terror method to try and disperse those pathogens into the air.
No, you can't do that. The building is secure to the point that I don't think that would pop or be possible. I think the difference is that I'm talking about protecting the building versus, say, possibly if I'm a terrorist and I want to make my point,
right?
You would go after the schools probably in Fort Leavenworth. Keep selling schools, you could say hospitals and everything else. It's the total community that I think would be at risk. There's a big difference. You guys, anybody that says that they're a journalist, I wish you would read what the father of Daniel Pearl said. He's a UCLA professor, and he really thought that what happened to Danny Pearl, who was a journalist, who was doing his job just like you guys are, was significant enough that people would recognize the difference between evil, I mean true evil, and good. And so they have a picture of Danny in their home. And he was bemoaning the fact that now that that's not the case, and this particular incident was cited in regards to the lack of concern about transferring 100 of the most dangerous terrorists into this country. Remember that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who is down there now at Gitmo and would be transferred to Leavenworth, he actually beheaded Daniel Pearl on television. I don't know of any other act that signifies the kind of danger and what goes through people's minds in regards to these kinds of terrorists. So I just don't think this makes much sense.
Yeah, but
Senator, okay, we've got to wrap it up here pretty quick.
Maskov with Kansas City Star again. I think the premise though is a little troubling, just because everyone you talk to about the terror issue right now in the States is that everything's a terror target, correct? Leavenworth is no more a terror target than Knoxville, Tennessee, or Kansas City, Missouri, or Hutchinson, Kansas. Everything's open. Any soft target is acceptable. If they're in Leavenworth, they can attack Denver. How does this specifically change the dynamic at all?
Well, if you had a soft target, and say it was in Denver, San Francisco, wherever it might be, say it's the bridge in San Francisco, you're going to have to be making a point. I mean, there has to be a point to it other than just a terrorist activity. I hope we don't get to that point with all sorts of suicide bombers in this country that are evident in other countries around the world. But this is where the 100 most dangerous terrorists that we have incarcerated would be incarcerated on the mainland of the United States at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. And so consequently, if they are there, they are going to attract a great deal of attention. And I think that's an obvious situation, whether the target be soft or hard. Thank you very much for participating. I got to get moving down the line, and I thank you for that.